All right, just to recap what we did last week, some of these sedes are going to play itself out for this week. In Sifhei, we discussed that Ribbis Deraiso is Yetzu B'Dayanim, Bezin is Koifa. We brought down a Shaila from Nisman Nataz, Ksais Nasivis. If you need a Tviya for a Chiv of Akzaris Ribbis, is there a Chiv Me'atzmai or only once the Loivis to there the Mava to get the ribbis back, that's when the Mava has a chiv to return the ribbis. That's when the mitzvah starts. Ksai says you need a tefiyah for the etzim chiv, and we said that the Nesiva says it just kozman, you don't have the tefiyah, we assume that there's a mechila. And Sifva we discussed that once a person dies, once the Mava dies, his kids do not have a chiv to give it back. The whole mitzvah was only Ramya on the Malva himself, wasn't Ramya on the Yerushim of the Malva. Unless it was a Dover Mesuyim, which was an Indian of Kibodav, whether it's a real, it's really not a real Kibodav, but an Indian of Zeluso, that if they don't return it, people are going to be talking, Lazos Fasayim, to look what the father did, he left over Yerusha, something that he got in Beribis, that's what he left over for inheritance. So it's a Zeluso, so that's why the kids have to return it. It's important to note that halach is not only said by Ribbis Ktsutz, which is normally Yaitz B'Dayanim, but even by Avak Ribbis, which is not Yaitz B'Dayanim, which is only a Chiv, which we discussed before, Latzitz Yidei Shemayim, if a person leaves over B'Yerusha, a Dovah Mesuyim, something which is Nikol Rabim, that this was what his father got, Duch Avak Ribbis, there is also a Inyan of Kibirav, or not have a Zilusadav, to return, which is interesting. The father himself didn't have a mamash achiv, was only a achiv latiz eshmaim, but the kids, al this zilusa, the kids should be returning as well. And that's a ritva. Tonight we're up to Siv Zayin, and I hope to cover a few sifim between tonight and next week. Hopefully we'll finish the simon. Let's start. All right. Zayin, in bolas is tshuva. If the malva himself is coming to do tshuva, me'atzmoi, by himself, voluntarily he decided lahachzeh haribis, to return the ribis, then it depends. Im hu dava mesuyim, if it's a dava mesuyim that he's coming to return to the loiva, he got a chayfitz, which is mesuyim, from the loiva, and he wants to give that very same chayfitz back, mekabla mimenu, we accept it from him. The loiva has a right to be mekabel, and that, forget, that's how the ma'av is going to be mekayim its mitzvah. His tshuva is going to be, that's his assay, to return the ribis. However, vim einu dava mesuyim, if it's not a dava mesuyim, then again it depends. Imroid isko mechiyase biribis, if most of his dealings, most of his profit, most of his profession, his business income was through ribis, then ein mekablu mimenoi, why? Kedei leftoich lo derech tshuva. If you're going to go ahead and be mekablu from this person the ribis that he has to return, what's going to end up happening, he's going to have to give up half his fortune, half the wealth that he amassed, because it came through ribis, he's going to have to give that up. And that's a major nesoyin for someone who's not holding by it, who's holding, coming to do tshuva now. All of a sudden, he's hit, now he has to give up the majority, rove of his assets. That's going to be too much for him to do. He won't be able to withstand the nesoyin, and therefore we're afraid, like the Gemara mentions in Bava Kamma, we're afraid that he won't do tshuva, he'll change his mind. So kedei to be poischin delos, for him to do tshuva, we instruct the loiva not to take it from him. Do not take the ribbis that he has.
That he take even though it's all his fortune.
Sorry?
Adav Musayim he take even though it's all his fortune.
Right. Adav Musayim, right, correct. That's no chiluk, correct. V'chola makabu memeno, and anyone who takes from him, in such kai gavna, ein ruach hachamim neichemenu. The ruach hacham is not neichemenu. Rashi says he doesn't have a ruach hachma bikirboy. A different Rashi, maybe yes, serious Rashi, different Rashi said the chachamim aren't pleased with his actions. That's so kumtoi chitza chazor, what does the makabu say? You need three tanoim. One tanoi is that he has to come me'atzmoi, he has to voluntarily come to do tshuva, to return the ribbis. Two, it has to be roiv iskoy mechi. Two, it has to be an eno dava mesuyim. If it's a dava mesuyim, we will accept it. So it's only if it's eno dava mesuyim. And three, it has to be roiv iskoy mechiyosai. If this is his profession, then b'chai gavno, we have this inyan of ein ruach hacham neichem eno, not to accept the ribbis that he's preparing to return.
So the same as the same.
Oh, wait 1 second. Whoa, that's major machlekes. Okay, so let's take one at a time. What does it mean in bolas is tshuva me'atzmoi? Lafuke what? What is it coming? What's the other side? Oh, So if you look in the Rishonim over there, the Rishonim say it's done Ayidei Bezdin. Now what does that mean? The Ramah in the Shita says that if you were to vay him Ladin, and then he returned the money, then you have a right to accept it. He wasn't coming Mayatzmai. You see, you had to get Bezdin involved. But Ben Yonason's Lashon over there is a bit more. His Lashon is that if there was an Einish, the Isui Bezdin, if Bezdin came, you know, stepped in to force him to pay back, then you have a right to take it. Now, what would be if you just sent him Hazmona, let's say, and Bezdin didn't even hear the case, it didn't pass in, like Rabbeinu Yonason, that would be still considered Mayatzmai. Like the Ramah, it's depending how you teach his words. He says, Adetavale Bedina, what does that mean? Just damn, you sent him a Tviya, or you have to actually show up in Bezdin and have a hearing, and Mamish make the Tviya, lodge the Tviya. I'm not convinced, but at least Rabbeinu Yonason says clearly it has to be an Einish Visi Bezdin, Kilo, like Kozman, there was no fact, he wasn't forced to do it. He wasn't urged to do it, Ayidei Bezdin, so that's considered voluntarily. So if you go ahead and you'll be tevei him, you know, give me back my ribbis, and he says, sure, no problem, and he pulls it out, at that point in time, you should say, no, I'm not taking it if he fulfills the other tanaim, that is, if it's a Eino Dovah Mesuyim, and if it's a Rav Isko Mechiyosai Beribis. Sorry? So how does this work? So it's a shaila in the poiskim, how does this work? What exactly did Chazal do? I mean, the guy has a mitzvah chechichimach, so how do we get rid of that? So some say that it was hafkah. Chazal went ahead and it was mafkir the choiv that the malva has back to the loiva. Chiv akzaris ribis. Chazal did away with the choiv. They were like hefka bez and hefka kai gavna. They were oikah this whole chiv. That's what some say. The other mafarshim, and we go like.
There wouldn't be any
ruach hachom
nothing, and you're
gazling
back from.
Right. Okay. Good. I'm asking to the Lord Shainis Amash like that. Even some, the Poskim say even more. It's only a midas chasidis. It's an inyan azar. We're going to see that pashas. It's like the second shot, and that is that Chazal would just force you to execute a mechila. That means he has the responsibility to come and approach you and give you back the money and offer you to give you back the ribbis. At that point in time, Chazal will mechayiv you to go ahead and be moicham and say, no, medafnish, I don't need your money back, I'm not interested in your money back, because intai tu tshuva, without it, everything is fine. So sort of they were mesakin that the loiva should say, I am moichu you. Now, if the loiva doesn't, okay, and ruach hakama neicha emenu, but he has a right to get it, won't be gzela. But he has, l'chatchilu, because I want him to go ahead and say, I am moichu you, and you need not give it back. Now, if you look in the shach, let's go out of order, but if you look in the shach of Sivkot Yid Gimel, he says, ei mekavlem enu kosar yivoshim mekomokam him chayovim lagzir lotzis yidei shemayim. If you look in the Ravosh, what does that mean? That means that it doesn't work automatically. It doesn't work that if the guy goes to the Rav and says, what should I do? I want to do tshuva. The Rav says, gevaldik, you don't have to return it. Just do tshuva and you're fine. Salach lonu, you're just fine. Because Chazal said in Rukhokam Nechamena, so you don't have, he's not going to take it from you. No, it's not true. He has to actually go ahead and go through the process of approaching the loiva and try and attempt to give him the money. That's what it means. Chayv lach, so let's see if they try. If you really want to be yitzit as din, you still have to attempt to return the money. At that point in time, the loiva has a chiv. The Chazal said that the loiva should be meichlam and not accept it, kedei to be pais kundelas, that he should be able to do tshuva. That now, but that's the Rivosh's prat in the Gemara. The Gemara says this lashon that he is a chayav and lotzis yidei shemayim, but ein mekavlam mimenu. So Rivosh learned it to mean that he has an obligation to at least attempt and approach the loiva to offer him back the ribbis. And then the shach for yizoyis, ein mekhoishim mishra, raised him in shin samak vav. Over there, the Torah has a different shot in the Gemara, and it seems that the Shach holds that the two, even though it's two different shot in the Gemara, but both are lahalacha. The Torah says that it's after the person's mechila. That means he came ahead and he approached you and he said, okay, I want to give you back the ribbis. And you go along and you say, no, I don't want to take it, Chazal instructed me, I'm not allowed to take that from you, gezintai, do tshuva without it, everything is fine. If he still has a chiv lotzis yedei shemayim, if he's holding by it, it's not bidin yodim. He was yaitz already, whatever he had to. But lotzis yedei shemayim, he has a chiv to say, afal pikein, even though you refuse to accept the money from me back, but afal pikein, I want to give it to you. Ke'ein, the medama, the paiskim medama, to let's say shmita. There's an Indian that if you have a halva and shmita comes, it's meshamit, there's no longer a chiv to pay you back. So the loiva goes ahead and offers to pay you back. And you say, no, I don't want to take it. And the loiva could say, afal pi ken, even though I know that the Shemitah and you're not supposed to be taking the money from me, afal pi ken, I want to give it to you, b'toris matana, b'toris lefnimishur sedin, I want to give it to you. You gave it to me, the money, I want to give it back. So to hear, the malvu go back to the loiva and say, I want to return the ribbis to you. The loiva says, no, I don't want to take it. And the malvu will say, afal pi ken, even though you're not supposed to take it from me, afal pi ken, I want to give it to you anyway. Lots of zidei shemayim, because I'm holding by doing a tshuva, and I don't feel good, because when I'm holding on to your ribbis, I'm being nene from ribbis, it's not a geshmaka feeling, please do me a tshuva, take it back from me, then that's fine. And that's the halach yelek. So it's like two different types of lots of zidei shemayim. But he still has to go through the process, and afal pi ken, if he wants to, afal pi ken, give it to you, then avada you'll not accept it. The whole point of any...
It doesn't sound to me like that. It sounds like they're arguing with each other, because according to the Ribash, he's learning Ein Ruach HaFlam Nerkam, and it means that you can't take it, period.
You can't take it when he's approaching you. That's the first process. But when you tell him, I am not taking from you, and then he says, Afal Pikein, even though you're not taking from me.
Why
does Ribash
have to say his
pshat? No, I'm asking that to do two different pshatim in the Gemara. But the Shach seems that we pass them like both. The Shach brings down the Ravosh here, and all the Poiskim, including the Torah Makab over there, and Shinza Makvah brings that down. So it seems that both Allah Halach, and that's partially why the Shach's Messiah, ayin over there. Initially, don't take it. Ein Makab Amen, don't take it. Now, if he wants to give it to you, Afal Pi Ken, because what was the Takana? The Takana was that if he's going to have to return it to you, he's not going to be Oymu Ben Nisayin. So what we accomplish is, I'm telling you, you don't have to return it to me. I'm Baruch Hu. Now, if he's already holding by the next dagger, his tshuva is a tshuva shleimit, he's already holding azay vayit, that he could be oymid ben nisayin, and he wants to tell you, afal pi ken, I want to give it back to you, kala kavod, let him do that. But if he's not holding by that, he was also yaitza. So you weren't nilas delas b'fnei ha-mishivin, those who want to do tshuva. You were yaitza, he was yaitza, everyone was fine. Mamela, he was makayim his tshuva. But if he wants to go to the next step, the lashon they use, each one uses a different type of lashon. Lotzis yidei shemayim, b'toris maton. It's different lashonis that they use. Nemiri says if he's maftzir boy, sounds like he has to insist. Not just okay, afal pi ken. It's not just like going through the motions. It sounds like he insists that he wants you. He very much would like you to take it. The Yamshu Shleima argues rather with that Torah. He says the Mashmah, he says, no, you don't have this, but he says, Avad, if he begs you to take it, then Avad, you should take it from him and do him a toiva. But, so it's a difference in the Paiskam, nuances how vite this goes. But at least, right Paiskam, the way they say it, it's like a simple process like Shemitah. I tell you, no, I'm not taking it. If you're holding by doing Lazarus, you mind. You say, Afal Pikin, I want to give it to you. But again, one second, this is only if we're talking about these three Tanoim. It means he's coming, Me'atzmai, it's a Dovish Enum Mesuyim, and it's right Iskai Mechiasi.
You're talking about Ribis Yorites. Based in Kaitin Oiso, he's based in Ayanim. The guy had half of his business, or most of his business was Ribis. You still, Kaitin Oiso, he comes to Ribis, you take money, and he's out in the poorhouse.
Correct.
Okay? Now let's turn the things around. Maybe the guy that he took the money, how about the Loive, most of his money was taken by Ribis?
What, with one Loive?
Maybe it was one
lawyer. I don't know, that's great. Rabbi Yitzchak Miuchasa means he does this for, over a lifetime, the last 30 years. This one's in furniture, and this one is in mortgages, So he's Rabbi Yitzchak, he was in mortgages his whole life. All of a sudden, he's going to be hit with a bill. He went, came to a share, and he found out that the problem with Rabbi is, boom, all of a sudden, he sings stars.
But then he has to give it back. That's his tshuva. You can't say, well, you only do tshuva half the way.
No. His attempt to do tshuva, at that point, there is a halacha that a loiva has a right to be meichel the malva. We know that. I mean, it's makhlekes yishayim. But we paskin that a loiva could be meichel malva.
A loiva is in a worse situation than the malva.
Okay, one second. There is one exception, but let's just say, at least give it a structure. From here, the Rama, I should say, there is a makhlekes yishayim whether mechila works, and the Rama proves from this halacha that mechila works. Means you see clearly that he understood this halacha is through mechila. They asked the loiva to be meichel the malva. So if the loiva is meichel the malva, that he was the yetzer tshuva. If the malva wants to return ribbis and the loiva says, I'm meichel, it's kilus kabalti, whatever the lashonis he uses, that's it. The guy was mekayim tshuva too. He was mekayim v'cheichichimach as well. Mechila works, kilus kabalti, it's not a problem. So we're not worried about his tshuva. Now you want to know what happens if the loiva is desperate. So grad over there, you should know, there is a Mishnah Melech who tushtels, because Mefarshim was saying, Legabi Gzela. This halacha, by the way, is Saifa Gazlan and Saifa Malva Beribis. The Gemara brings it down for both. both of them, if it's Rav Mechiasai, there's an Indian for the Loiva and by Gazan, it's an Indian for the Nigzal, not to accept back the money, because otherwise, again, the same problem, the Gazan won't do tshuva. And over there it says, however, if the Nigzal is a Baal Chayiv, the Ein Lo, he doesn't have money enough to pay his Baal Chayiv, and the Mishulam Baal Tzu shows it to Ribbis as well, yes, then the Nigzal should take back the money. Or in this case, the loiva should take back the money. Because on Yedem's Cheshvan, he has a Baal Chayiv that is outstanding, he has to pay back. For his mitzvah priest Baal Chayiv, yes, he shouldn't now be a tzaddik and not accept it. If it's coming to him, if Al Pidin, the Rubis is coming to him, then he should take it back in order to pay up his Baal Chayiv. So yes, you see, and that's the shtick of Araya again, that you see, it's not like a stam hafka on the din. They weren't just mafki the whole din. The din is kaim, Avadi still has a chiv, achzaris ribis, just the loiva has a chiv. Chazal gave the loiva, instructed the loiva to be meichel the malva. But in a situation where it's not to the benefit of loiva, he doesn't have really the leeway, the flexibility to be meichel, because he himself is a baal chayv to someone else, he has no right to be meichel. So in an ekonami, then he should take the money and pay back his baal chayv. And while...
Practically speaking, I'm missing something here, because I don't know. Reuven did all of his business. I'm one of his customers, whatever. He charged me ribbis, whatever it is. Now he's calling me up. I have to find out who's your rabbi and call up his paiskim. How is anybody supposed to know about this?
How to know if he is Reuven Chassoy or not?
How is
you can find out. You can ask around if he's.
So I'm supposed to ask when he calls me up and says, "I want to send you back a refund today." I charge you.
Well, if he's in mortgages, you know, and you know that's what he's been doing, and it's not a double mesuyim, and he's calling you up my answer, yeah, then you know. But if he's not in mortgages, if he's in a different profession, then you know that's not Rav Mechiasai. But in a chenam, if you know that this is Rav Mechiasai, you should do it. Oh, double mesuyim. So there's an Indian, a double mesuyim. Chazal didn't want you. To prevent taking a double mesuyim, because a double mesuyim again is a zilusa, just like we have the marshal, like we discussed last week about the bonim, it's a zilusa. So for him too, it's a zilusa for him. His matzav, he's trying to do tshuva, and with that, while he's doing tshuva, he's holding on to your parah of vitalis, whatever is a double nikla raven that was he only amassed that wealth the ribbis. It's not a good thing. Either it's a zilusa for him, or that's not going to be a proper tshuva shleima. You know, it's like a tovu b'sheretz b'yoda. It's not a gushmaka feeling to be in. Here, I have everything. My house was done b'ribbis, and that's what. So that's why, if it's a dovu shleima, I've had to take it back. But if it's a dovu shenu muslim, then it's not a problem. Then you don't have that zilusa. So then we say, instruct you not to take it. Now, let me just say a few more points, and I'll take questions, because there are a lot of issues. I want to drive home a point that you see from here. I've added that the malva has still a chiv to give it back, and he has to go through the process. And Jaloiv is desperate. He actually is supposed to accept the money because he has to pay up his creditors. The Magid Mishnah says, again by Gzela, and the Mishnah Melech applies it here, is what happens if the Loiv is not holding by listening to Chazal? He's not holding by being Moichel the Malva. It's a lot of money involved. He wouldn't mind having that money back. And in fact, he even goes to Bezdin and he's asked Bezdin to be Moitzit from the Malva. The Magid Mishnah says, nearly, that if he asks Bezdin to be Moitzit from the Malva, Avada Bezdin is Neskokin Loy, Bezdin's going to listen to him, even though it's against Ruach Chachamim, but Bezdin has a Chiv. Because that's the process. He has a chiv, he has his due process. He has a right to get back his ribbis. You see, it wasn't Avka. He still has a right to get back his ribbis, even though Ein Ruach HaKom Neichem. And it's Kilo, like Bezin will get involved and aid and abet him in doing something which is Ein Ruach HaKom Neichem. Some place can say a Lashon, it's Amidas Chasidus, that will explain why Bezin will taka help him to do it. Now, the Yamshu Shlomi asks on this Rav HaMagid that he doesn't understand what is he trying to say. He's trying to say that if he asks Bezin to get involved, Bezdin will be mitzit from him, and he's allowed to be mekabel. Even though Ein Ruach HaKom Neichem, what's the problem? The whole halacha that you're not supposed to be mekabel if he's bal lasis tshuva me'atzmai. But like we said before, if Bezdin is mitzit, if I'm tzeim to a din Torah, avada, then there's no inyan I'm not to accept because he's not holding by doing tshuva. The only reason why he's giving it back is because Bezdin's forcing him. So where's the this whole Magid Mishnah? Vivayin, I'm getting Bezdin avav. The chatchila have a right to be mekabel me'menu. How's the chayik that no, even though Ein Ruach HaKom Neichem and still Bezdin will help me. Where's this middle getter? And I would like to suggest is that you have to understand some of it. What does this mean? What's going on here? Like that in Bolas the Truth of Miyatza. So very simple. All I have to do is immediately, right when I know this halacha, so I'll go all to my malvis and immediately be today them ledin, and therefore I'll circumvent this whole problem. The Prisha, actually it's a Drisha, who's Medaik from the Tor, that Bezin, it's not Stam, you know, who came first, who was today first. Bezin has to give the Malva ample time to get him to do tshuva. Give him a chance. Let's see if it's going to be a tshuva matzah. We're going to hit him with a hammer. Let's wait a little bit. I can't say what the time is. But let's say we're supposed to wait 6 months. Drisha doesn't say what the time frame is. So what the process is, the loiva comes right away, and it calls the bezin and says, Safta Dana, look, I want to start a din Torah. I want to take him to a din Torah because I have a chiv of ribbis that he took from me. I want to get it back because he has a chiv to be meisher of ribbis. And if bezin knows, mizvada lebezin, it's a loja, mizvada lebezin, that was roiv mechiasai, bezin says, look, I'm not going to send out the hazmona. Let's wait. Give him a chance. Let's see if he's going to be bel lasa tshuva me'atzmai. If it's not roiv mechiasai, bezin will get involved. Or if it's a dove mesuyim, bezin will get involved. But if a dove sheinu mesuyim and it's roiv mechiasai, we're not going to step in. Let's give him a chance. Let's see if he does tshuva. So if that's the case, what happens if the loiva at that point in time, when the tzafet d'dayna tells the loiva, let's give him a chance, the loiva says, okay, I have no gedut for this. I'm not interested in ruach hakam, and I don't care. I need the money. Get him. Oh, if he instructs Bezin that he doesn't want to follow this Midas Chazidus, this Inyan, that Chazal would like him to do, then Bezin will take get involved, even though it's in Ruach HaKam Neichamenu, but Bezin will get involved and hit the guy over the head and be Koifin Eisai to get him to pay back the ribbons. So I don't, you know, I'm just saying that, like the Drisha, the Yam Shishlam's Kachri really doesn't pass because it's a very simple case. The case is that the Loiva would like, he knows, Bezin told him, let's give him a chance and not do it, because there's an Inyan of Ein Ruach HaKam Neichamenu. And the Loiva says, Afal Pikin, I still want the money, and he has a right to get the money. Now, what is considered a Dover Mesuyim? What is, so we know that by Sivvav, a Dover Mesuyim meant something which was Nikol Aravim, that he got at Duch Ribis, like a Paro, Talis, something which is Nik, a house, a car, but if he has some, you know, food or money, something which is not Nikol Aravim, that he got at Duch Ribis, there is no Inina Zilusa. Now, what is the Dover Mesuyim here? So if you look in the Shaks of Kotin Yud Aleph, the Shach says, "Cost of Aprisha." What does it mean? A Dover Mesuyim, the Lav Dafka. This, when it says Dover Mesuyim, it's not the Dover Mesuyim like in Sivvav. It's Lav Dafka. It means Kol Dover Shuba and Kamosha Gosla. Everything that the Malva still has, which I gave the Malva, the ribbits that I gave the Malva, is still Ben. I want it back. That's considered a Dover Mesuyim. A Dover Shena Mesuyim would mean that he already spent what I gave him. I gave him a talis, he spent it. I gave him a parah, he spent it. I gave him food, he ate it. If it's not boilam, and he just has a chiv moment, that's considered a Dover Mesuyim. But if he has that which I gave him, that's already considered enough here for a Dover Mesuyim. Because Dover Mesuyim here is Lav Dafka.
Money is a Dover Mesuyim.
Oh, so the base mayor says, like this pshat, the base mayor says that maybe he helps out a bit in the Lashon, but he says that a Dover Mesuyim is coming lafuke moment. That means a Dover Mesuyim, even if it doesn't have to be Nikol Arabim, but it still has to be an item, a chefetz. Money, which all money is the same, that's not considered a Dover Mesuyim. And even if the Malva is still holding on to the money that I paid him, that's considered a Dover She'enu Mesuyim, and his Ein Ruach HaKam Neichamenu to take it back. But the check hasn't been cashed, it's nothing yet. It's just an instruction to go to a bank. I think that would be poshut that... you shouldn't even go through the bank and cash the check. That itself might be the ma'isa issa. You're going to the bank and collecting the ribbis at that point. Because when you didn't cash the check, I don't know if anything took place yet. This is instruction. Like if I would tell the malva, go to my friend will pay you the ribbis, and he didn't go yet, then you will have an issa to go and collect the ribbis. And that's a chayr, that's what a check is. It's just a directive. Sorry? Kamosha Guzli, because he's... I'll tell you why. So let's get... Where's the Prisha coming from? It's really the Gemara. The Gemara, like I said before, says, Malvi, Ribis, and Gazlonim have this Indian to be placed in Lechuva, and Mekavlam Imenu. And the Gemara says, Lehedim Bava Kama, the Gemara says that that's only talking about when it's Enu Be'en. But when it's Be'en, when it's Kain Shagazah, when it's still around, then, yes, you could take it back. The whole union of Ein Mekavla Memeno is only when it was spent. So as the Prisha says, if that's what it says by Gzela, we talk a pasuk like that over there by Gzela, and it's the same Gemara, it's the same Halakha, so over here I know, like the Prisha, that when it says over here, Dover Mesuyim, it's Lav Dafka, it really just means as long as it's Be'en, just like it says by Gzela. That's the Prisha, even though it's a major Deichik, but he says it has to be like that, because the Gemara says it on both. The Gemara just says a chilik, and the Gemara puts together Gzela with Malvei Beribis. So I know that even by Malvei Beribis, Kozman it's Ben, even if it's not a Dover Mesuyim, there's this Inyan, yes, I have to take, I have a right to take it back. It's only when it's not Ben, that's when they have this Inyan of Ein Ruach HaKam Neichamenu. Wow. Now the
Raisa says, and this is sign for the Malva and sign for the Loiva.
Correct.
Right? So now, the Malva wakes up one morning and he decides he's doing Tshuva. He goes to the Loiva. The Loiva is Meichelim, how does the Loiva do Tshuva?
And if the Meva accepts the money, how does the Leva do tshuva?
No, so he does tshuva and he takes his money back.
That's tshuva, it's not bad.
Yeah, but the mitzvah, hey, chicha, is only a mitzvah on the malva. The Leva doesn't have that ability to do tshuva. That I say is not on the Leva altogether. He doesn't have a chiv to accept the money.
How does the Leva do tshuva? He pays.
Say vidui.
Huh?
Say vidui.
He has no.
Right. The whole was only on the malva. It was never said on the Leva. Now the Nekudas HaKesef over here, let me just finish up this Machloikis. So far, the Shach went with the Prisha. And the Nekudas HaKesef, in the second round, the Kuntra Zach and whatever, he brings down the Prisha again, and he says, Mil Nefinis Daiti, goes on to the next page, Nefinis Daiti Divrei HaPrisha Dechukim. He doesn't like the Prisha's Pshat. And for good reason. Because the previous Sif used the Deloshan Dava Musulim, and it meant something which is Nikola Rabin. All of a sudden, when it comes over here and it says, and rather you should know in Sif Tes, even though it doesn't use the Mechaba, but the Ramah also uses the Lashon Hovu Dava Mesiyim, and it's also talking about something which is Nikola Rabin. And punked in the middle, sandwich in the middle, Sif Zayim, is a Dava Mesiyim, oh, this is Lav Dafka. Like sugar delish now. I'm just used to using the word Dava Mesiyim. I say, what's going on? That doesn't make any sense. So Shach says, the Kiyim Pipshat, Avanuin, if the Mechaba says here Dava Mesiyim, it means Dava Mesiyim. And he brings down the Rambam like that. He says, the Lashon of the Rambam is, it's beautiful. The Rambam brings down both these halachas together, and the Nekudas HaKesef brings it down, and he says, "Agazlonu mamavi beribes sheichziru, aim mekabla man." Provided, im hois gzeila kayemes, veribes dover mesuyim varehu baatzmai. By gzeila, the Rambam kept the lashon kayemes, and by ribes, it says it's a dover mesuyim, one tanai, and varehu baatzmai means it's be'en. So you see that by ribes, he needed two tanaim. He needed it to be be'en. And it had to be a Dava Mesuyim. By Gzeli, he only said if it's Kayemis. So Zakhtar Shach, that which the Gemara said, the Chilik, whether it's a Gzela Kayemis or not, was only by Gzela. But by Ribis, it's all totally on a Dava Mesuyim. And he tries to give a Chilik why. The Mishnah Melech, Grada, makes the same Diyukim, and he, beautiful, beautiful explanation, beautiful Chilik. And he says the following. And again, it's back to the Yesaitis of Ribis. He says, by a Gazlin, when you steal, if it calls man its ben, you have a chiv kein shagazel, you have to give back that item. Your chiv is to give back that chavitz. You can't pay with kesef. You have to give mamish the chavitz that you stole back. If you have a chiv eshef is akzela, you have the chiv to give that back. We're not going to check at that. Then we're going to allow you to take that back. Your chiv is on that. Mashenkin, if it's enu ben, it was ready, nishtan or whatever, it disappeared, at that point in time, then you have only a chiv mamin. You have a chiv mamin. That's when Chazal stepped in and told the nigzal, instructed the nigzal, be meichel the gazlan, don't take back his money. So there it depends whether it's be'en or not be'en. Mashenkin zok the Mishnah Melech, by ribis, we already said 100 times, but here's 101st, by ribis, when the malva gets the ribis, he owns the ribis. It's not a gzela, he doesn't have a chiv to give back that. He owns it, it's his. It's not. It doesn't still belong to the leiva. The ritva says you could be mekadesh and isha with it. Avad, it belongs to the malva, it's fully his. And we saw that Ebezin are Yerdlun Nechosav, right? It's not like in Sif Hei. And if he dies, the Yerushim don't have a chiv to give anything back, because the Malva was coined it. It's really the Malvis. So then, Zakta Mitchell Mel, so what's Pshat all together here, this Chilik? So he says, it must be the Chilik as if a different reason. Here, the reason why they made a Chilik is because of Zilusa. There's not the same Chilik by Gzela. Avad, it's the same, brought down together in the Gemara, but it's for two different reasons. Why Gezel calls man its Be'en is because that item still belongs to me. It's my item. He's a Gazlan. He wasn't kind of that item. I should be mocked him that item. Get out of here. It's my item. If you tell me he has a Chiv Mamin to me, so Chazal instruct me to be Meichel him. But by Ribbis, anyway, the Malva owns it. It doesn't belong to the Loiva. So that's not the Pshat. So what's the problem? So we always instruct the Loiva to be Meichel. What's the problem? So why by a Dava Muslim is it different? So like that, because by a Dava Muslim is like the Sif before. By a Dava Muslim, it's out his Zilusa. Because it's his Zilusa, he's trying to do tshuva on this item, which is by him. That it pasnish for him. He's holding by doing tshuva, and he's holding on to that cape, but that's his Zilusa. So then we instruct you, take it back. We won't go get in his way. But in a Chanam, if it's not a Dava Muslim, even if it's Ben, Avadi will have this chiv to be Meichelim. Because Zilusa doesn't pass, right? Zilusa doesn't pass, so you have a right to be Meichelim. And Mitzad, the fact that it's yours, it's not yours. It really belongs to Ramalva. There's a clear chilik between Ribis and Gzela. By Gzela, the Gazan was never claimed of the item. So Avadu, we're not going to tell the Nigza just to be mocked his items, just because the guy is a Gazan, he steals my item, it's still mine, and I should now be mocked at him, I'm the Chavetz Chaim, that I'm not going to do. But my Shenkin by Ribis, it really belongs to the Malva. So now you want to give it back to me, I should really be Mecha. But if it's a Dava Muslim, I'll see Lusa, that I don't have this chiv to be meicham. So it's a clear difference. Now, the Beis Meir went apparently with the Prishi, who's mechalek mois. So again, but the Shaykh is arguing, how do we pass an halacha is unclear in the Paiskim. But on one side, you have a Prisha and a Beis Meir who say kilu, like this Dava Musim is Lavdavka, and the Beis Meir tries to save it a little bit and says that the only reason why he said Dava Musim is Lafuke mois. A little better than the preacher, a drop better. The preacher doesn't mention that chiluk. Mashenkin, you have now on the other side, you have in the Kudus Akesav and the Mishnah Melech, and they say that this Dava Muslim, like the Lashon Machab, is Dafka, which is the Pashtus. The Machab uses as a Lashon, it's a Dafka, Dava Muslim. But even if it's Be'en, but if it's not a Dava Muslim, you will still have a Chiv to be Michael the person. Pashtus, that's how you should go. It's very rare that you can have someone who's Rav Mechiasai, but if you have such a case, yes, you should be Michael the guy if it's not a Dava Muslim, even though it's Be'en.
Say there's a difference between
Sivov
and Sivov.
It's the Chayyid Shachar and Sivov. Oh, it is a misprint. The Chavzah says it's a misprint, and it says Shuvrisi, the Nakudu Zakazet, says Yesh Kan Toys Betfus, my Druk, who printed my Shach, made a mistake. It's really supposed to be in Ziv Zayin. So that's what he says at the beginning of Kuzi Kasef and the Konami. So it comes out that this whole thing is only by a Dova Mesuyim. You have a right to get it back, but only by a Dova Shenu Mesuyim is this in a rain rock come like a menu.
What is something that's been in this on a Dova Mesuyim?
It's a double McPherson that came to you, Duk Ribbit, and you're going to walk around and say, that is it. That's the one. A unique coat, a unique garment, a unique item. But if it's, a dime a dozen, mass produced, why am I going to think that, if it's special like the para before? A para, Lucy, maybe they'll recognize that, that para. But if it's something that's just, shovel a call, there's a dime a dozen. Why would I think that that's yours? That shirt's yours. Something unique about the shirt. Yeah, then, that shirt used to belong to the Leiva, and you took it from the Leiva Ribbis, so that's a Dava Mesuyim. So that's the case like a talis, if something unique, a special suit, a special item. But in today's world, that things are mass produced, I can't say rare, but more items are not a Dava Mesuyim, probably. All right. Agav, just to go back to something that we discussed last week, which I brought down at the beginning of the shiur, is that we talked about, do you have a chiv hachzaris ribis without a tviya? And the Taz says that you need a tviya to have a chiv hachzaris ribis. Kozman, the loiva, wasn't to there, the malva, to get the ribis back. The malva has no chiv to give him back anything. Frektik tois have a right from the sift, not like that. It says in Bolas is true me'atma, you lags the ribbis, and gives different kuluk. Imu dava muslim, you take it. If it's not dava muslim, Chazal instructs you to be meichel. But what's going on? He doesn't have a chiv yet. In Bolas is true me'atma, you tell him you're wasting your time. In fact, the Meshav and the Sivis says that loitataz over there, if the guy of the Malva would come and give back money to the Loiva, and the Loiva would not be to there, it would be Matana Ba'alma, and if the Loiva then says, okay, now give me back ribbis, I'll have to pay a second time, right? So it's nothing. So what's going on in this whole sif? And Bolas HaTshuva Me'atzmei. Now the Ksais doesn't ask it so simple like that. He proves from the Gemara, it's a Shaila how his Diyak went. Pashtus, his Diyak in the Gemara was that if the person was to there, the loiva, if the Mava went ahead and was today the loiva, give me money, if that's what we're talking about, and then the loiva decided in turn, okay, if the loiva was today the Mava, give me back the ribbis, and the Mava said, okay, fine, and pulls out the money out of his pocket, so it says, what do you mean, a mekalim? And you see, he's holding by taking the money, otherwise, why was he today? Pashas, the Gemara is talking about where the loiva is holding by keeping chazal and not being today. Or if he's holding by keeping chazal and not being today, then what's this guy doing trying to relax his tshuva? Like, Hikilu tries to get more into the metzias. The way the Nesivis over there quotes the Ksaisis Raya, it's a shtuk or shrela. He seemingly, unless you say his Lashon is Lavdavka, he seemingly understood the Ksaisis Raya was, well, Akarcha we're talking about without a Tviya, because if you have a Tviya, then you have a right to be Mekabel Mimenu, because the whole din was only said when he's Bolas HaTshuva Me'atzmai. Now, that's how the Nesivis says the Raya. That Raya I don't like, because, like we said, you can make a tvi, and that's still considered Bolas HaTshuva Me'atzmai. It's only a kfiyah of Bezdin. If I go over to you and I say, give me back the ribbis, and you give it back to me, that's still considered he's Bolas HaTshuva Me'atzmai, and I still have a chiv not to take it. It's only coming lafuka kfiyah of Bezdin. But I don't know, maybe you say, then Sifas is Lashon Zav Davar. And the Ksais seemingly didn't say that was a dig. And then the Sivis says, the Sivis again is from the other camp, and the Sivis learns that because when he wasn't Tevet, there's a built-in mechila, implicit mechila, and if you don't have to do it, and Isaac Tzvi says what's going on, so the Sivis, well, no problem, lokasha midi, here's the case. The case was that that day one, Sunday, the Levi went to the Malva, in January, the Levi went to the Malva and said, give me back my money. And the Malva told him, jump in the lake. 6 months later, the Malva now is coming, knocking on the door to do tshuva by himself, and that's bolas tshuva me'atzmai. So, Knesivis, you see, I have a case where there was a tviya, and yet I'm coming to be lasa tshuva me'atzmai. Because when he was today, I mean, I told him kol tov. And now, later on, by my own nedivis lev, I decided to give back and do tshuva. So I could have a tshuva me'atzmai, yet I'll have the chiv, because the tviya that he made 6 months ago shows me that he's not holding by a mechila. And excites, Meshav Nesiva says, like Mali with his Dechukim, such an Akimta is a Doichik. He was at a tree, and then 6 months later he came back. This whole thing is one big Doichik. The Parshav Shana, even the Loshin, and Bo Lasa Tshuva Me'atzma, he came Lasa Tshuva Me'atzma, is Masha without any Tviya. And this would seemingly be a Raya that even without a Tviya, yes, you would have a Chiyah to give it back. And like I said last week, even with the Nesiva's Sfarah that is implicit in the Chila, I didn't like it because I had a shuk of a raya from Mecca Komemka. What do you mean? Why are you being semicha on the mechila? Go ask him. Was he mecha? You call him up. He's still alive. You're still alive. Go ask him. Were you mecha me or not? Why do we have to tell on the chazaka that if you're talking, he was mecha me, we're talking about a mitzvah derayt, the chayachichimach, the chayisha, at least try to go over to him and say, were you mecha me or not? The pashas is, therefore, that even without a tviya, like the meshmais here is, that even without a tviya, yes, the malva is a chiv to give back the ribbon.
It's only left tzidei shemayim, but you said last week that even without a tviya, there's a din of left tzidei shemayim. Maybe the whole machaber is in, what was this tshuva, me'atzmai, left tzidei shemayim,
okay, the choice, it's a good kash, the really choice tries to say such a chiluk, and he proves from the Gemara Rishonim that over there, it's talking about even minadin. It's not really not for tonight, but it's a good aura. But even in Pasha's Lashon is like that, but the Ksais Bavon, the proof from Rishonim that it has to be like that.
Can you were saying before, when the Bezin is going to sell the money, but give him a shot, Joseph, let's wait. The Shai said that the Moivik came to Bezin. So Bezin, before they give him an Hasmona, they let him know, so listen, we're aware that you took this. And it's not right. I'm Mutsudazah. And then they let it go because they told the lawyer they'd give it a shot. And the lawyer says, I'm going to work along with that.
Okay, but so you. I have no problem, but basically what you're doing is you're saying a similar akim to the Nesivis that we did lodge a tefiyah.
But it's not a tefiyah like you were saying before, it was you and him at tefiyah. It wasn't like it was tefiyah him necessarily.
Well, without a tefiyah, it doesn't work. So you have to be tevei. Or Bezin was notifying him that the loiva wasn't merichal, and therefore you should try to give it back. I know, if Bezin gets involved, it sounds like that would be a shtickle kfiyas Bezin. We're talking about bolas tshuva means without the fear of Bezin, okay, Bezin didn't get involved.
I'm telling him that the loiva, we're coming because the loiva is coming to be tevei you. It's called the marshal, a row. He sees something wrong with one of his misfiles, and so he goes over to him, and he says, you know, Chaim Yankel, you really... We noticed
it. And he has to tell him, and I know that the Leiva wasn't Meichel. If you learn it out of Mechila, the Ksais again didn't learn out of Mechila. He learned that the Chiv is only Chavon as a Tfiyah. Where was that Tfiyah made? So he's going to have to get the Leiva to ask the Malva for the money.
As long as they know that he wasn't Meichel, obviously he came to him.
Okay, but like I said, the Loshen is Mashma, and Bola Zachuba Meat is Mashma, that he came on his own volition. He decided to go and do it. All right, let's move on. I want to try to cover two more to Ethan.
One quick thing. The Matthias, when the labor is going to be Tavea, and we're saying that if the Malva says, yes, I want to give it to you, the labor is supposed to immediately say, no, I'm not taking it. So why is the labor going to be Tavea?
That's sort of the Lashon of the Ksais. What is he doing, right? So that's what the Ksais says. It's Mashma. That was like the Ksais is right. That's why it's Mashma. The labor was not Tavea, and the Malva is coming on by himself, and the Levi is telling him, no, I know that Chazal don't allow me to take it from you, so if I'm Moichu you, and the Malva should love you, Deishamayim, say, Afo Pikein. That's really what the Ksais means, not like how the Nesivis calls the Ksais. It's like what you're saying, is that was his Raya, because if he's coming to be Tevea, and now he's not taking the money, well, he's a clown, if he's still going to be Tevea, it means he wants the money, so he'll take the money. So, right, so that's really like the Ksais is Raya.
Yeah, but the other Meforsh, how is he understanding the Matthias?
He was Tevea in January, and in January, let's say he was
holding... why was he Tevea?
Because let's say in January he wanted to take the money.
But he'll take it 6 months later too.
And 6 months later, he found out. 6 months later, it's Chazal. He went to a shir and he heard that you're now allowed to take the money. So now, when he came to him in July, he decided to not accept the money. It's not a question that I came to. I'm asking. The Mashmois is not like it. All right, let's move on to Sifchat.
If the loiver is desperate and he's allowed to take it,
if the loiver needs it to pay up his own bal choyv, so sort of he doesn't even have the right, not nice, what on his bal choyv's cheshbon, that's why he's not taking back the ribbis. So there, he's allowed to take back the money. In fact, if I can't, it sounds like he even should take back the money kigedei to pay up his own bal choyv.
So the don't
krav yechasidus on
special.
Correct, basically. Okay, here's a, like I said, it can't be too bad. Some showing it to the places to meet his chassidus, and like I said, the Magen Mishnah says we even help him to do it. So, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ban vas nusay, in the Gemara says, and the Seals of Sharm and the other Sharm say, the godless of the Rebbein Shalom, when a person is holding by doing a chayt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still being mefarnes him, giving him the chiyas to do the chayt against him. It takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu anova to do that. Right? Pashas, we're not going to do that against, you know, helping do a chayt. It sounds like from Magen Mishnah that it's an Indian and an important Indian and Ruach HaKam Nechemenu, but it's not Mamish and Issa. Now, yes, there are Diyukim and other Rishayim. Menchus Yitzchak, I believe, has a tshuva on it, makes a Machlokes Rishayim, no matter. There is a Diyuk in the Torah that the Torah holds that it is also because the Torah uses a Lashon that Bezin should stop him, like Bimoicha. Now, if Bezin's supposed to be Moicha, Bezin's not going to go ahead and force the other guy. It's like Fakir, Bezin's supposed to be Moicha on him. But the other Rishonim don't say that, and it's a Pashas Machlokes because we show him. A lot of places can go, like I said, that it's not Mamish and Issa. All right, let's move on to Sifches. I would like to really cover Sifches and Siftes. It's really two Sifim of the same Indian, and again, Chazing, important Yesodis. Mishoyo Noisha Bechaveir Dinu Shoribit. If someone lent his friend, and he was caught a dinah for ribbit. I lent you $100 plus one dinah for ribbit. Comes time for paying the ribbit. Instead of giving the dinah, v'nasim lo b'shviloi hei midos shel chitim. He gave him five measures of chitim. V'hayinim karim at that time dalet b'dinah. It was four measures for a dinah. So kumtayt, what did he really get? He got five measures, means he got 1 1/4. Of a dina, 1 1/4 of a dina. That means he even got more than he asked for. Contractually, he said, you have to pay me a dina of ribbis, and then he was paid with shavah kesef, he was paid with chitim, with food, worth $1 1/4, a dina and a quarter. So now the shaila is, good, I want to be mekayim the inyan, the chayekimak, I want to give back the money. What do I give back? Do I give back the dollar? Because that's all I was caught. Anything past the dollar is not ribbis ktusa. It should be only like avak ribbis. It's like he gave me money for the halva without a ktsitsa, and avak ribbis is not metzian. Or do we say, now that you gave all of it, betiris, that dina, so we look at it that the entire five measures of chitim, we look at it, the entire dollar and a quarter is the ribbis ktsitsa that you were caught, and you have to give back everything. Comes along the Mechab, it's a Gemara, and says, it's in Makhlek, it's a Bayin Rava, but we pass in Makhrava, that Tzorach lach zoloi hei midis. You have to give back the entire hei midis. You got 5 meters of chitim, you got to give back those 5 meters of chitim. Not 4, but 5. However, if the malva would wish, instead of, he would like to keep the chitim, but instead pay back with money, the dina revia, he could do that too, rishai. But he has to give back a dina revia. He has to give back $1 1/4. Giving back just one dina is not enough. Now, why does he have the ability to keep the chitim? Why doesn't he have to give back the very chitim that he received? So, the mechabosh ha-mekach kayim, because the mekach that he got, the chitim that he received is kayim, even though it came to chribis, it came to chenissa, but that doesn't mevatel the mekach. We have kolam and klesha mishpat, that's something which is not sabis, that sometimes takes care of a mishapar and a mechasamana, but a real mekach, if you got a real mekach, you made a real kinyan on these chitim, that it was done this, it doesn't break the mekach. The mekach is kayim, the chitim are yours. So now you have a choice, either give back the chitim or give back its value, give back the money of the chitim. That's the Gemara, that's the Mechava. Pashas, you look in the Yishayin and Pashas, is only a chiv derabonan, because midaraisa, how could more than the one dina be deraisa? You only cut the dina. Everything after the ketitza could only be derabonan, could only be like an avak ribbis. But the vada, since it was done all for that ketitza, the payment of this chitim was all done for that dina that was cut, So it's all done. It's like a main rivet ketuta. So therefore, we have a din of matzim mimenu. We have a regular din kfiya. But parashat is only going to be a derabana. On the din of shaboy avada, that's the raisa. But on the extra part, it's only like an inimaza. It was all on the ain of rivet ketuta. So therefore, there's a chiv chazara on the entire dollar and a quarter.
Quarter.
She gave money, so I'll have the chiv to give back a dinar. Oh, even if he just gave it. No, that, very good. The poskim can say that if he had paid, not in food, but he had paid actually a dinar and a quarter, and a chanami would only have a chiv on the dollar, on the dinar, that extra quarter has nothing to do with the first dollar. The extra quarter is just a tip that he's throwing in, and that's like avak ribbit. And that wouldn't have a chiv with dinar adam, would have only this chiv latis yidei shemayim. It's only because he gave an item. He gave shavu kesef as payment for that dinar. So it's ki'ilu, that I have a choiv on you for a dinar, you owe me this dinar of ribbit, and I'm willing to exchange that and buy from you instead a dinar and a quarter, a heimidus of chitim. So it's like I'm taking that dinar obligation that you have on me for ribbit, and I'm applying it, translating it onto this hei chitim, heimidus of chitim. But ena chanami, you're 100% right, that if the person would not do that, if the person would actually pay in kesef, and he'll pay a dollar and a quarter, only the chiv chazar will be on a dollar, the other quarter will only have the chiv lotzis yidei shemayim.
He
didn't miscalculate, he was very generous. Decided. Because he's giving the five midas for that dinar. He's selling it to him at a discount. But the entire five measures of chitim were given all for that one dinar to satisfy that obligation. So all five measures of chitim is part of that ribbis ketuta. Me'ein ribbis ketuta. It's only the rabban pashas, but it's all part of that ribbis ketuta. Memela, I have a chiv to give back that thing. Now the lashon of the makabe sounds like it's totally berat in the malva. If he wants, he can give back the chitim. If he wants, he can give back domim. That's pashas, and that's how the mabit actually says. If I want to give back the actual hey midas of chitim, I have a right to stiff the loiva and force him to take back those very same five midas of chitim that he gave me. The Ramban and other Rishonim, Nebuchad says it clearly, is mavun not like that. So makleg Rishonim and mabit, but the Rishonim mashma not like that. That it's a lav dafka loshim, but that mashma know that I really have a chiv to give back money. Because the chitim that you gave me were nicknamed to me, right? The Mecca Chizkayim. So now I just have a chiv hachzaris ribbit. Now if I want to stick you with chitim, I have to have your permission. So the loiva would have to be maskim to take back the chitim. If the loiva is not maskim, he could insist he wants bedafka his money back, rather than the chitim, the very actual chitim he gave. Oh. So from here was our raya. That you see from here. I mean, they're talking about how they touch this up. They touch this up, mikan raya, that a malva, this is actually one of the sources, that a malva is actually kind of the ribbis that he receives from the loiva. And memela the chiv is only to give back its value, the domin. And if I want to stick you with chitim, I have to get your permission. So the chayr you see, mikan raya, that I cannot pay you with shavu kesef. Had I had a right to pay you with shavu kesef, Then dami hocha that you gave me the chitim, even if you gave me mois. But if my chiv chazar is hein kesef, hein shavu kesef, I should be allowed to pay you hey chitim, even my hey chitim, even hey apples, anything I want, I should be able to pay our shavu kesef. And this was our raya that we brought, that shavu kesef doesn't work. Okay, that would be a problem against what we said last week. And Baruch Hashem, like I said, that this is the mukhez I was referring to last week, and the Maral Mitzins brings this raya as matcha the raya, and he has a pshat to get out of the raya. I'll be honest with you, I don't recall offhand what it was, but he gets out of this raya. So zayin. But the pshat here, at least like them, it's lav dafka. He has to pay mois, but the lashon and the tuna makar and the paisim don't go with it. They don't like the rishonim. I mean, it's rishonim, but they don't like it. Doesn't fit in the lashon. The makar is lashon is masha imrotza. If the malva would like, he can give back domim. Not that if the loiva would like, or if the loiva can insist. It sounds like it's totally in the brayers, the bechiras amalva, and the mabit says that lehedya. That's all totally on the brayers amalva. And that would be not like these rishonim. That he has a right to give back the chitim. That's still not a right to shavu kesef. He might only have a right to give back the chitim, because that was the very same chitim you gave me. But to give you back tables and chairs, or soap, I wouldn't be able to do that. I would only have to be able to give you the ribbit that you gave me, or kesef. But to give other shavu kesef, he wouldn't have a right for that. But like I said, the Maral Tzins, that you have a right to give back even with shavu kesef. Now this is not lav dafka mekach, this could be schiris as well. Let's say instead of the dollar of ribbis, the Gdulu Chumi says, instead of Gdala Ribbis, we decide, and the Shalmelech, whatever, we decide that you could rent my house for a day, and let's say the house rental is $2, and I'm renting it at a discount. The same thing, I would have a chi about the Ribbis to give back $2 worth, because that was the Shavius that I took for you, from you, for this Ketzitza that we made. So that would be considered all part of the main, the Ribbis Ketzitza, and I would have a chi to give that back. Now, here comes, you look in the Mishnah of HaMelech. This is really like the source to this Yisoid that the Malvus is Koine Ribbis. And it's going to have another number of Nafka Minas. But look in Tifkot and Tes in the Piskei Tshuva, a very important Piskei Tshuva. Look to Mishnah of HaMelech. Nira, Shemi Shehuva L'Chaveroi, V'Nosim Lai Haloi V'Chefetz, and he gives back a Chefetz, which is Eina Masim B'Ribbis, if I make up with you that ribbis is you gotta give me 5 shears of chitim, or you gotta give me a chepitz, I must give back that chepitz that I took from you back. I over here state not like that. Over here says I can give back money. So the dafka kishakotz imoy bedomim, when I made up, you give me $1 ribbis in currency. Vagakak, and instead at the time of the payment, instead of giving domim, nothing lechevitz b'shvil adomim, he paid me with the chevitz in its place. As we say, us who the Arminin Hamekach Kayim v'yakza adomim. Why? Because it's like a secondary mechira. Really, you owe me $1, and now with that dollar, I applied it on your chayfetz. I bought now this chayfetz from you. I bought this chitim from you. Abu kishulei kotzat, but if I wasn't kotzat domim, but instead I was kotzat the actual chayfetz that you're giving me at the end, that was the ribbis that we made up. Then Avanda Zakta Mishamel Tzorch La'akzulei chayfetz ba'asmai, he must give back the very same chayfetz that he received. Shari alekech le'konoi, the lekech never bought it, never owned it, and the meicha that is the loiva never sold it to him, and therefore it must go back. That chepitz must go back. And then he continues. Let's actually skip over that. You look at the next line, Nisham Mishpat argues. Vayim Nisham Mishpat, Shehisig Olav, he argues with the Mishnah Lamelech, V'dayta dafilu ki shehisna. Shamelech, right. What I say? Sorry, Shah Melech, I apologize. Shah Melech, she is a galava daita da filu kishis no law says, ha chayfetz beribis, yochel lahang ze adomim. He has a right, even if that was what was caught, he still has a right to give back money. That means the Mishnah Melech holds, this whole halakha is only when you were caught money, and instead you paid with a chayfetz. But had you been caught a chayfetz, and you were given that chayfetz, you have a chiv, you must give back the chayfetz, and you can't give back adomim. And the Shah Melech argues, not just the Shah Melech, it's Avni Malum, it's the Chavis Das, all the place can argue with the Mishnah Melech, it can't be. And they ask, like, Steve Mishnah Melech, you the Mishnah Melech, you're the one who made it a Gansa Sugya, and a Gansa Yisrael Munach, with all the Yishayim who hold, that a Malva is actually cleaner than money that he receives from the Leiva. Not like Gzela, it's not a Pashat Gzela, you actually cleaner than money. It's really yours, and you just have a Chiv, a Mitzvah, and you rise from Yerushalayim, like we discussed. It was here. It was you, the Mishnah Melech, who said it. So how could you now say that if it was cut the chayfetz, like Konoi, the Malva was never cleaning the chayfetz, and therefore you have to give back the chayfetz to the Leiva, as if to say it's really the Leiva's chayfetz, and therefore the Malva was never cleaning it, you got to give it back. It's like a gzela. You're the one who just said a few program earlier, the Yisoid Munach, you're the one who established in Ribbis, you say that the Malva was really cleaning the Ribbis. What's going on? And therefore they all argue with the Mishnah Melech. He's talking about not a lav dafka davar mitzuyim. It's even rod tzolam she'enu mitzuyim. Even a chevet she'enu mitzuyim. He puts in parentheses. No, we know it's a davar mitzuyim. It's zilusa. That for sure. It's only by a davar mitzuyim.
Maybe he doesn't hold that when it's a davar
she'enu mitzuyim.
There's no zilusa.
No one holds when it's a davar mitzuyim. The whole child we discussed with the priest and the beis neir, because for a different reason, the chazal never made a takana mechila when it's the be'en, but not because of zilusa. Zilusa clearly only by a davar mitzuyim, like you see by the yorshim and tzivav.
What's the
chilek? The chilek the Mishnah wants to make is like this. The ribbit that you were caught was only on the dollar. So the ribbit is the dollar. If I now went ahead and took a dollar and bought a chayfetz and made a proper kinyan on the chayfetz, even if the dollar was come, you know, I was rechish that dollar through a legal, through issa, so what? But the chayfetz, the kinyan that I bought was a real kinyan. I went, I did akbar on the chayfetz. I was really kind of the chayfetz. If that dollar's no good, maybe I have to give you a different dollar. But I made a real kinyan on the chayfetz. So that chavetz is now mine. But Mashiach came, if the ribbis was on the chavetz, so the ketiv on the chavetz, and if ribbis means that you were never kind it, so I was never kind of this chavetz in the first place, so I've got to give you back this chavetz.
He was your kind of
chavetz. Oh, so that's what everyone hears. What's going on in the Mishul Melech? You, the Mishul Melech, are the one who holds that even when you cut, you're kind of.
So else
he's making food between the chavetz and... Alright. So, L'chayr, you have to say pshat is, and in Baruch Shem, my family, Chazon Ish says a very similar pshat. But the chayyim have to say that the Mishnah Melech never meant, when he said the Wulashan, Halakech loy kone v'amaychon loy mochrei, he never meant that the Malva was never koine the chayfet. Avadi, he was koine the chayfet. Avadi, he owns it. It's kinyakaspo tibim kadesh isha. He never said that the Malva, his Lashon wasn't, Hamalva loy kone v'aloyva loy nosnoi. His Lashon was Halakech loy kone v'amaychon loy mochrei. Why did he go into Mecca or Memka for? It's because I believe the Mishnah Melech holds the following. To the mitzvah deraisa, the chayachicha imach. You got to give back, even that which you were kind of. You were kind of, but afopik, and you got to give it back. And the Mishnah Melech understood it meant that ribbis ksutah that you received, on that item is where there's a mitzvah, ribbis ksutah, the mitzvah of the chayachicha imach, to give back. If you received money, you have a mitzvah on the money. If you received tables, you have a chiv on tables. If you received chitim, if that's what you were cut, and that's what you received, so that was the ribbis, that's what you got to give back, even though you were kind of. That was what the Torah was Machayev. The Torah was Machayev, you gotta give back the ribbis that you took. Bishloima, if I made a ribbis on money, and it came time for Purim, we applied that onto a chavit, onto chitim. So Zakh Mishul Melech, that was a mekach or memka. You're wearing two hats. You're a malva, you're also a lakeach. And the loiva, besides being a loiva, he's also a meicha. Means he owes the malva a dollar, he owes him a dina, and the Malva says, you know what, the dina that you owe me, now I want to take that dina and purchase from you a chayfet. I want to purchase from you, hey, me this of chitim. So he's now buying chitim, he's buying a chayfet. So he's not just, he's a Malva, but he's also a koina. So Zot the Mishnah Melech, I got it, you made a proper mekach, I thought you were koina that chayfet. That wasn't ribbis. The ribbis was the choiv, the obligation of the dollar, that I took that dollar and applied it and purchased something. Avada da chayfet zman. What happens if I'll take that dollar and now go to someone else and buy something? I go to a third party. Avada was koine. It's like the ritvah. Avada can be mekadosh and isha. That's not the problem. But I wouldn't have to give the isha back to the loiva. That's not the chazar's ribbis. It would only be the dollar that you gave me I got to give back. But if I make the ribbis cut on the chayfet, that chayfet is the ribbis. So the chiv, the chayach imach was set on that ribbis. That's what the Mishnah Melech meant. When the Midrash says, Arei alokeich l'konav ha-meichel ha-mocha, didn't mean that I don't own it. I thought I own it, but he said it wasn't konav b'teris mekach ha-lokeich l'konav. The malva b'teris l'keach was l'konav. V'ha-meichel ha-mocha, the loiva b'teris mechir, it was never sold to him. It wasn't a David study, a secondary thing, that means the ribbis was on money, and now there was a mechira. No, the vote was, this was it, this was the ribbis. If this was the ribbis, this is where you got the chayach l'kimach. You got to give me back this item exactly. This was where you got the ribbis. And if you look, the Chazon Ish basically says the same thing, but the Chazon Ish is like Moisev Ishtek. I don't know why, I have a problem with the Azafa. He just laid through that, like a Lomdis, he says that when you have a chayfet, aside from the Shavu Kesef value of the chayfet, you also, I mean, besides the inherent value of the chayfet, you also have the Hanoah Teshtemshes of the chayfet. It means, you know, it's one thing to have a dollar, and it's one thing to have a dollar worth of chitim. It's both worth a dollar. But when you have a dollar worth of chitim, you already have the Hanoah Teshtemshes of that dollar. Besides the dollar itself, you already have the Hanoah of the chayfet, the Hanoah of the item, the Hanoah of the talus, whatever it is. So he says that your chiv, that the Torah is not telling you, it's to give everything you got from the loiva. You got from the loiva not only the value of a dollar, you got from the loiva the value of how he made the dollar into a chavit. You got from the loiva the value of the ishtamshes of the chavit too. That hanoah you got from the loiva too, so therefore you have a chiv chazar on that hanoah as well. That's what the Chazon Ish says. He's giving like a kilo, like a timer, maybe a timer of the Mishnah Melech, why he feels that the chayach chimok is mechayiv you that very item that you received. It's not so...
The ishtamshes that I had, I can't give back.
No, I didn't use it yet. No, I didn't use it. I have the heichitim in front of me. So I would have to give you back those heichitim because that was the ribbis.
It's a car. I used it already for 2 years.
No, if you use it, we're not, that you might have to pay back with money. We will see him in the next year. But he's talking about the chavis that you receive, besides the inherent value of the chavis, you got the shavius of the chavis in terms of ishtamshes. So you got that from the loiva. So therefore the Torah is mechayiv to give back that to the loiva. You know, if you take it too far, you're going to be going over the cliff. Because in this halacha, you see that when you be cut the dollar, and you get heichitim, which is worth more than a dollar. You have a chiv to give back the entire heichitim, not just the dollar.
Yet
when you cut the dollar, for example,
it's only derabanan though.
I understand, but you have a chiv midderabanan, right? But with meduyik in the mechaba, if you cut the dollar, and at the time of the prayer, he gives you only dalid midas achitim, which are worth a dollar, so he gives you exactly what it's worth, then I don't have to give back the dollars midas achitim. I only give you back the dollar. What happened to this tesefis that you gave me in terms of ishtamshus? No, that I don't have to give you back. When I give you back, hey, midas, that I got to give back. What?
That's a mechira then.
I know, but you see,
wasn't the
I know, but you see that even when it's a mechira, if it's actually something more, you got to give back the extra thing that you
yeah,
received.
It's not that swore of the chazanish. That's because it's rabbanan.
It's rabbanan. I have no problem with the rabbanan, but yet I know the mechaba says it's medrik the mechaba. Had he only given me dalit midas achidim, I wouldn't even have this the rabbanan. I wouldn't have to give you back anything except for a dollar, except for the din. I wouldn't have to give you back the dalit, the shavu kesef that you gave me.
Because
I understand, but if the Rabbanan hold that as long as you get anything more than that was cut, but it was machmas the ksisa, you applied it to mechir, you got to give it back. So if you're telling me that somehow we view a shav kesef as more than just a kesef, then lechayr chazal should say that you got to give back even when it's duchah mechir, just like you have to give back hey midas. So you have to say that. No, it's not mamish more. It's just the inyan why the Torah is mechayu. You have to be magdir or shtikol the chayad if you. Set aside this to sever the chazanish. It's much simpler. Stam. The Torah of the you got to give back what you got. If you got that back, you got to. If you got that with Torah service, you got to give it back. If you got money with Torah service, you'll give money. But if you got a chayvus with Torah service, you're going to have to give back the chayvus. Now, why the place? I mean, the schayvus as far as so partial. So why is the place arguing? So you look in the chavis das. Chavis das sort of bavarns as far a little bit, and he says we know by gzeila it's not like that. We know by gzeila that the chivayishim is a gzeila. So you got to give back the chayvus. What happens if you kind of the chayvus Shinoi, Shinoi Veshuas, Yir, Shinoi Maisa, Shinoi Hashem, whatever you're kind of, but the Chavit is still the end. You have the Chavit, it's still the end, but you're kind of. You just made a kinin on it. What's the halacha then? Shtet Mufush, only Kain Shagazi, you give back money. You don't have to give back the Chavit. So you see, Dr. Chavez asks, that as long as the Chavit is nicknet to the Gazlan, he doesn't have a Chiv Heshav on the Chavit. So Dr. Nasiv is Huadin by every ribbis, that it's automatically nicknet to the Malva, who cares that that was what was caught? But if it was nicknet to the malva, the Torah could not have been mechayiv you to give back that chayvet, because that was nicknet to you. Just like the Torah wasn't mechayiv by gzeila, so too by ribbon.
No, there's no
mechayiv.
That's
why you were
kind of. There's that's no why you were kind of, but there was a shino. Since it was a
shino,
maybe that's why by
gzeila. I agree that you could be mechalik easy, because gzeila is a whole different book. And the gzeila, they say gzeila is a real chayiv. It's a chayiv on the yorshim. You weren't kind it. So then you could say that Torah is limited. It's chayiv. Because man, you weren't kind it. Once you kind it, now it gave you just a chayiv domen. But Mashen came by ribbit with a ket. The whole chayiv, the chayiv first started after you were kind it. Because every ribbit you were kind of. And now the beginning, Torah said to give it back. If you're talking like the Mishulam Melga, the Torah said, give back the very item that you got. And if you got a chayfet, you got to give back the chayfet. And only here, the only reason why you're allowed to give back something.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.